we've heard about phantom limb syndrome, where somebody who has had an amputation still feels their toes or can feel their toes tingle, and or they can't scratch an itch that exists on a leg which is not there anymore, and how mad that can drive them. And yet what the research has been showing is that this is very it's almost as though the mind has kept the original blueprint for the body. Would that be a fair analogy? It's like the body has found a way to keep the original leg design or the nerve patterns for the legs, and to keep it in its own lock, kind of locked in a way.
No, it's a little different.
Go ahead.
So let's say you lose an arm. Like your left arm is amputated.
Right.
Lost in Iraq, lost in an automobile accident, farm accident, whatever. So there's a faithful map of your entire left arm in the right side of your brain. There's a whole little area of tissue in the right side of your touch map, which represents that arm. Suddenly it's gone. Suddenly it's gone. So the tissue that's adjacent to the arm map is now sort of, you know, the question when this was worked out about 10 years ago was, well, what happens? Does it just die? Is it empty? Is it vacant? Is there just a hole in your map? No, because the brain is very what they call plastic. It abhors a vacuum. So what happens is that the map areas adjacent to, right next to the arm map, there are connections that are unmasked, or there's actually sprouting of connective of connections, like a little dendrites and things, will expand, and they will move into the area where the arm map was. So in the case of the arm, what's mapped right next to the arm is the face and the trunk? I forget. Anyway, if it's the face, let's say you're a guy, and if you're shaving the left side of your face, that activation on your left cheek is going to activate your arm map, which is no longer there, and you're going to feel a phantom.
Now That's what I was talking about when I was talking about saving the blueprint. It's almost like it kept it in a drawer somewhere.
Yeah, there are two parts to the answer. One is your arm is gone, but your brain still has a map for that arm. It still has a representation of it. So any sort of stray or ambient activity in that arm map, you are going to experience. And, you know, this is your brain's model of your arm. And so you continue to experience the arm.
Right, and the arm map can get activated even though there's no arm anymore by adjacent tissue, like the skin on your cheek will activate the missing arm map.
Yeah, so in some people, the arm map will just slowly disappear. It'll fade, and like Sandy's saying, adjacent areas of your map, such as from your cheek and your upper arm, will kind of invade, take over the old area, and you no longer experience a phantom. In other people, the phantom will stick around for a long time, and that representation of the arm just doesn't go away.
Yeah, I think that was the most fascinating thing, too, Sandy, was what you're talking about there. I want to tease out a little bit more, that for people who are experiencing that, they could find the specific part of their face, that when they touched that part of their face, they experienced the touching of their face and the touching of the missing arm simultaneously.
Right. So you can actually map the entire phantom on the face. Ramachandran did this work, a guy at UCSD, and I wrote a book with him a few years ago, and actually Matt worked with him at UCSD as an undergrad. So what Rama did was he mapped out the missing phantom on the first person. He used a Q-tip, and he would run the Q-tip down the guy's face and on his chest, and he was able to map the missing arm by touching him on these adjacent parts of his body, which means those adjacent maps were invading the arm map, which was no longer extant. I mean, it was just, the tissue is still there, but it's not getting feedback from the actual arm because the arm is missing. So it's by stimulating the adjacent tissue, you get sensation on the missing arm, and that's what the phantom is. So the phantom is actually real. I mean, the phantom is, you get this impression that you have an arm or a leg when they're gone, but you are getting activity in the brain, and so your brain has got the arm in there. it's an adjacent activation.
Right. That it does. And so, but then this is the part, this is the kicker, is if that missing limb is retransplanted, if something comes back onto that arm that extends into what the old body map was, the mind readjusts, and suddenly you can't feel your arm on your face.
That's right.
It's as though they pulled the old blueprint out of the drawer and put it back on the table again.
They did this with a hand transplant in France, where the guy had lost his hand, and then they transplanted another hand back, and so his maps, he had a phantom, and then he had a real hand again.